tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. shows its opinion of the Syrian ceasefire. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry wants all aircraft over key humanitarian routes in northern Syria grounded in order to facilitate desperately needed aid deliveries. Kerry told the U.N. Security Council Wednesday that such a step could restore credibility to efforts to end the five-year civil war and give a chance for humanitarian assistance to flow unimpeded. Kerry showed the Security Council his frustration over the many attempts to reach a Syrian ceasefire.
The International Syria Support Group and here in the Security Council, embraced a ceasefire applicable to all parties. That's not a precondition. That's an international agreement. Four times arrived at, four times. Countries have said, we will do this. And four times, it's been shredded by independent actors, by spoilers, who don't want a ceasefire.
A U.S.-Russian ceasefire that went into effect 9 days ago has all but collapsed. The U.N. suspended aid deliveries after a strike on a humanitarian convoy this week. The Russian defense minister says the Russian Navy will send its sole aircraft carrier to the eastern Mediterranean. Sergei Shoigu said Wednesday that the Admiral Kuznetsov will join other Russian ships near Syria's shores. He did not specify when it will be deployed, but Russian media reports have said the mission is planned for the fall. The Soviet